This episode is brought to you by Upwork. Much more than maintenance, Upwork is advanced business intelligence. You can streamline your maintenance workflows and keep an eye on the leaderboard as service team members enjoy the gamification of maintenance. If that sounds interesting, visit appworkco.com. That's appworkco.com and transform your productivity today. Okay, let's talk about emotional contagion and vulnerability. So my imagination tells me that all of you have experienced in some way, shape, or form the powerful ripple effect that emotions have in the workplace. By way of example, somebody shows up to a meeting, they show up in a room with a certain vibe about themselves, and then all of a sudden the entire room has that vibe, right? You've experienced that. Now, contagion, which is that, right, where one person walks in and influences the entire room, let's call that contagion. It's not really a theory, right? It is something that is crucial for a leader to understand. Now, let's talk about three takeaways for this episode. For leaders, when you show up in a room, you have the ability to influence it in a powerful, inspiring, motivating way, or in a discounting, uninspiring, and unmotivating way. You have that power, in part because of the position that you hold in the organization, in part because of the trust that you've taken the time to nurture in the organization. But you have that power, and it is a huge responsibility to have that kind of power. So let's talk about three things. First and foremost, you have to recognize and understand that fact. You have the ability to transform a culture. You can either make it a fear-based culture, or you can turn it into a culture of trust just by the way you show up every day in the world, in the workplace, in any room, in any context. The second thing I would say is that you, as a leader, have to understand that it is incumbent upon you to nurture and cultivate a state of being, a presence, a vibe that is beneficial to the organization. It is a net positive for the organization. It is your job to show up and create that kind of environment in a company so that the company can be a beneficial presence to its consumers, to its team members, to its investors, etc. Third thing is that you have to also cultivate a resilience about yourself to avoid negative influence coming back at you. So you not only have that influence, that power to influence a room, but other team members that might be subordinate to you or might be colleagues or peers to you or maybe even stand above you in an org chart or set above you in an org chart, they can show up in a room and powerfully influence the dynamic. And it is incumbent upon you to create resilience in yourself so that you counteract somebody that might show up in a room and try to or attempt to create a negative vibe in a room. That is incumbent upon you as a leader. So you have to first and foremost, let's go back through the three. First and foremost, recognize your own emotional state when you show up in a room. Understand, secondly, that you need to leverage that power correctly in your organization. And thirdly, you need to be a counterbalance to anybody that shows up in a room and tries to disrupt in a negative way. That's it. Take care. We'll talk to you again soon. And I want to give one more hat tip to Upwork for sponsoring today's episode. Imagine carrying a digital make-ready board in your pocket with work order tracking and maintenance technician leaderboards designed to gamify the process and bring out your team's competitive best. As a reminder, if that sounds interesting, you can go to appworkco.com. That's appworkco.com today to learn more.